Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you really get your parenting groove on if you've had to sit up all night with a child that is vomiting or has diarrhea or has stomach flu or rotavirus or any of these nasty other little bugs that make a child really lose it from both ends. It's not pleasant, but it is something that every parent kind of goes through. And I know when I went through it for the first time, I really felt like a mom. Sitting there all night, I felt like a mom. So we're talking today to a mom and pediatrician, Dr. Corey Cross, about vomiting and diarrhea and what do you do about it. So Dr. Cross, if this starts happening to your children, we usually assume it's some kind of stomach bug or something like that. When do we call the doctor about vomiting and or diarrhea, and how do we keep them, how do we get past it?
Right. So in the winter, you're going to be confined indoors often. So these things are highly contagious. And when you are dealing with a child with vomiting and diarrhea, you want to remember that it's highly contagious, because even if it only lasts 1 or 2 days, which some of these viruses do, they're that short-lived, you don't want to get it, because as the mom, there's nothing worse than being sick and taking care of a sick kid. So you want to make sure that when you're cleaning up and everything, you're wearing gloves, that you're making sure you're doing proper hand-washing techniques, and all of that. You're using your bleach or your Clorox when you're cleaning up whatever they happen to vomit on, and that you're always washing your hands. So you want to make sure that that's the case. Well, if you have multiple kids who are sick and you can't handle it, you can always call the doctor. Sometimes they can give you something for the vomiting, but they usually save that if you have vomiting that just won't stop and you can't keep anything down. So for the most part, the doctor can't do much to stop the vomiting unless it's this protracted, long vomiting where you're actually getting dehydrated. Short of that, they're going to let the virus run its course. So you say, how would I know if my child's dehydrated? So if they have a dry mouth, if they have no tears when they're crying, obviously if they're not peeing, if they start to have those sunken, tired-looking eyes, that's the time when you want to bring them in. Not just call the doctor, but you want to bring them in, because those are the initial signs of dehydration. The other times you want to call doctors, if you have a really high fever, I always say give them a call, let them know what's going on. But again, they're just going to tell you to use Tylenol and Motrin. They're not going to do anything more because they have the fever. This is something that really moms have to deal with at home for the most part. Younger kids, you obviously have a lower threshold. So if you've got an infant, that's not what we're talking about. You have an infant with any vomiting and diarrhea, you're calling your pediatrician. But we're talking about those school-age kids who can handle, really not eating for a day.
So what do we do to keep them rehydrated? When it was my daughter, I would give her just like an eyedropper full or a teaspoonful of Pedialyte or Gatorade or one of these things. And if she couldn't even keep that down sometimes, an ice chip. I mean, how often do you try and keep, introducing these kinds of liquids?
So my general rule of thumb is if you've just had a bout of diarrhea or you've just vomited, you give it a little while and then that counts as one. You need to rehydrate for that one. So you maybe pour yourself a glass of water, you pour your child, a glass of apple juice or whatever it is, and you give them usually a straw. This way they drink it slowly so that it doesn't, hit their stomach all at once and make them vomit again. And you just try to get them over a course of an hour or so to drink that cup of water with a straw. And so a lot of times, as long as you don't get behind and you just keep drinking slowly throughout the day, you're not going to get dehydrated. But drinking through the straw is one of the better ways that kids can do that.
Do you like Pedialyte, Gatorade, all those kinds of things?
Those are okay. Rehydration with water is usually for the 1 to 2 days of vomiting and diarrhea is sufficient for most kids. If your kids will drink the Pedialyte or the Gatorade, there's nothing wrong with it. A lot of kids don't actually like the taste of Pedialyte, even though it is flavored. The Gatorade can be a little sugary, as can the apple juice. So I usually tell parents, if you're going to use the Gatorade or the apple juice, you don't want that sugar to bother the stomach, so usually cut it with water. But at least that way you are getting some electrolytes back and some sugar, so you're getting a little bit of nutrition. So I would say cut that, though, with water, because all that sugar does bother the stomach as well.
And how soon can a child, as contagious as it is, how soon can a child return to school if they've had a good bout of some kind of stomach flu or any of those things?
So this is where we really have to think of ourselves as a community, because the most parents, what they really want is just to get that back to school. They have other things they need to be doing, and, you know, the kid looks good, let's just send them home, send them to school. What you have to make sure is that they really haven't been vomiting, honestly, haven't been vomiting for 24 hours, and that they haven't had a fever for 24 hours. Because sometimes what it is they're just not eating too much, they're not vomiting, they haven't vomited maybe since 11 o'clock in the afternoon, but they really haven't eaten. Then they wake up the next day, they eat breakfast, they go to school, they throw up, they get sent home. But now they've probably exposed that whole classroom. So you don't want that to happen. You want to be honest and say, let's wait 24 hours from the last time you had a fever or vomited. And to be completely honest, when you feel that way, you're not feel that poorly because you're vomiting and diarrhea. You're not going to learn that much in school anyway. So you really should keep them home.
Now, what about food poisoning? Because that's another reason that your child might vomit or have diarrhea. But again, that wouldn't be contagious, would it? Or once they start having the diarrhea and throwing up, then all of a sudden now there's some contagion going on.
For the most part, it's hard to tell when you have either of these, whether or not, did I eat a bad hot dog, or, you know, do I have, you know, a 24-hour stomach bug? So I would say treat it as if it's contagious, because the last thing you want to do is find out that you thought it was food poisoning and then everybody in the house has it. So that's probably the best bet. The other thing, just to go back to, you know, food poisoning can sometimes, you know, be quite severe. So if you are feeling dehydrated, if you have any blood in your stool or blood in when you vomit, those are obviously signs that you need to go to the doctor as well. So, you know, those things, you know, they can go either viral illness or food poisoning. But if you're starting to have those types of symptoms, you want to make sure you call the doctor.
Does any kind of medication help out there? You know, there's the old standby. I even forget the name of it now. Kaopectate, you know, giving those kinds of things to stop diarrhea. Any of these over-the-counter anti-diarrheals, or even Coca-Cola, you know, which they say, or anti-nauseant. Do any of those things matter?
So some people like to give a little bit of ginger, or they think the ginger ale will help, or they'll start to get the bubbles out. If it makes you feel better, that's fine. As for the medication, before you give your child any medication to stop either vomiting or diarrhea, you want to contact your doctor. A lot of times what they'll tell you is not to use the anti-diarrheal medications, that what you really want is just to let this run its course as quickly as possible. And so as long as the kid isn't getting dehydrated, that we usually don't use those medications. There are, of course, things like Zofran, which we usually use for people who are vomiting when they have chemotherapy. But again, if kids are having prolonged, protracted vomiting, then we may give them some Zofran for that. But these are things that you definitely want to talk to your doctor about if you're going to be giving medications to children. What really does help is, you know, the BRAT diet. It's B-R-A-T. The B stands for bananas. The R stands for rice. The A stands for apples. And the T stands for toast. So keeping the diet very, very bland, and, you know, just adding butter to any of these things, not adding ketchup, not adding jelly, not adding things that are spicy or sugary, keeping your diet very bland for that day while you're having the vomiting and diarrhea can really help to sort of get your stomach back under control. So sticking to the bananas, rice, apples, and toast diet for a day, that seems to really help.
Yeah, I don't even know if they make Kaopectate anymore, really. But, you know, there are a lot of those things on the market, and that's really great information. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Cross, give us your best advice for if your child is vomiting. And also, quickly, answer the question of how long does enterovirus last on surfaces if they threw up on the carpet? Don't have much time.
So I would say my best advice is that this is highly contagious. Remember to treat it that way, to keep your hands washed. If you're having vomiting for more than 3 or so days, call your doctor. If you're having a high fever, any sort of blood in your vomit or in your poo, you want to call the doctor. And if you're starting to seem dehydrated, as for how long things last, different viruses can last a different amount of time, but you want to make sure that you're cleaning that up. You want to throw things in the wash. You want to throw it on high and hot. And you want to make sure that you're really washing things so that you're not spreading this around your house.
Absolutely. Parents, that's what we got to do. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.